Jamie and Locker with you in the Green Zone as Friday Night Football. It is a good rivalry game, a clash between the Calgary Stampeders and the Saskatchewan Roughriders. As our next guest will go up against his former team.
Tommy Stevens comes in at quarterback. Stevens goes left this time, tries to get to the outside, off tackle, leans forward. Touchdown Saskatchewan, as Stevens had to earn every bit of that.
As he usually does, as the third string quarterback, short yardage QB of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, Tommy Stevens joining us here on the Green Zone. Tommy, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, I ran into you in the elevator. I was the guy asking you about nicknames. We got Train going to Thomas Bertrand Houdon. Touchdown.
Didn't like Tugboat.
No, he did not like Tugboat.
Which is good.
My co-host has a suggestion. We're going to run it by you.
Well, okay. Tommy Tsunami, it rhymes.
It sounds cooler.
And it sounds cooler. And it's alliteration, Tommy.
Well, it rhymes.
Yes, it is.
Tommy Tsunami.
It starts with a T.
I know that.
The double T's, Jamie.
Are you okay with Tommy Tsunami?
I mean, you guys can. I'll let you guys take the forefront on that.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I think that, you know, anybody picking their own nickname is kind of rough. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay. You've been in university. You've been in high school.
Fans. Yeah. Exactly.
I know Trevor Harris likes picking out nicknames. Did he give you a nickname yet?
So that is the rare exception of the rule, I guess, was that, you know, I was able to have a select amount of time to pick my own nickname. That happened during camp. So that was a fun.
I know Trevor, he walks right up to you and says, how much time does he give you? Like 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
And says, what's your nickname? So what did you say?
That's basically how it goes. So I actually picked a nickname that somebody had already had. So I actually got an extended time. So I ended up going just off of the fly. I was stunned that somebody had the first nickname, and so I went with like Dragon from Step Brothers. If you guys have seen the movie,
okay, I saw that on your Instagram. Trevor had put it up there when you had posted something on your Instagram, Tommy. So I was it was Dragon. So there you go.
That was
what was the first one that someone already had?
I'll leave that one in between in the room.
Okay.
I'll keep that one in the room.
All right.
I don't want to give up anybody else.
Okay. Right on. But Tommy Stevens joining us here on the Green Zone. What will this one be like for you? I know there's a lot of new faces in Calgary, but it is your former team. How excited are you for Friday night?
Yeah, excited. Definitely excited for the opportunity. You know, Calgary's put together a good couple of games recently, and, you know, they got things rolling in the right direction. So, you know, we've got to continue to take care of things on our end, do, you know, what we're coached to do, and, you know, treat it as we would any other game. And so, you know, you can add, you know, that there's, you know, former guys that have been in that organization in the past, but, you know, we're here now. And so, you know, we ultimately want to do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, that's how we've been preparing so far.
Tommy, one of the things that we have talked about over the last couple of weeks is you've quickly become a fan favorite. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that you seem to really enjoy your role, right? You're the short yardage specialist, but when you make a play, man, the fans are excited because you're excited. I know that you probably want more time on the field, but you are really enjoying your time here in Saskatchewan with the Rough Riders.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody on the football team has their own, you know, specific role, I should say. And, you know, whether guys are happy with, you know, the role, maybe the reps that they're getting or, you know, obviously everybody's going to want a little bit more. I mean, it's just the competitive nature of our game. And so, you know, continuing just to find ways to try to leave an impact, to help our team, and at the end of the day, doing whatever it takes to win are things that, you know, I'm, you know, trying to do the best of my ability to. So any way that I can get in there and impact the game in a positive way is kind of the, I guess, you know, the stance that I want to take on that. And so, you know, I definitely feel the passion from the fans. And, you know, that's exciting too, because that's a huge advantage, for our team is, you know, using the 13th man and, you know, having them to help us win games is obviously super important. So, I've loved my time here so far and, excited to, you know, create some more memories here in the future.
Okay, Tommy, I got to know, when Jeremy O'Day and Kyle, I don't know if maybe it was Kyle or who reached out for a free agency, did they just say, we're tired of you popping off 50-yard touchdowns against us, so can you play for us now? Was that part of the negotiation?
There were a couple mentions of those runs in the past. So, you know, definitely some good laughs in there. And, you know, yeah, at the end of the day, they were just excited to, you know, have me come aboard and hopefully, you know, do that to some other teams now.
What's this role like for you hear it, the short yardage specialist, but the desire to be quarterback and throwing the ball? Like, how do you balance the patience to maybe get an opportunity, but knowing your role for now is a big role in the CFL, no matter what Luke Wilson thinks about it?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that it's, you know, obviously it's a super important role, so, you know, honored to have that and to, I guess, assume that responsibility. But at the end of the day, I guess that I would credit, I guess, the ability to, you know, I guess, put some things aside as far as my quarterback-only career. And you know, just based off of my my background, you know, I grew up playing a ton of different positions when I was younger, and I credit my dad and my uncles who, you know, helped coach me at a young age and then into high school. I mean, I played a lot of different spots and really didn't play quarterback until my junior year of high school. And so, and even at that, we were running triple option. So, you know, we only threw the ball maybe 150 to 200 times all year. So, and you know, we'd run the ball at least 100 times. I led the team in rushes, not just yards, but rushes, you know, both years that I was a starter in high school. And it's obviously been a big piece of my game growing up. And so at the end of the day, man, just trying to find ways to help the team win is, you know, the ultimate goal. And that's kind of the nature of pro sports, right? Like, you know, each player has the role that I was kind of talking about before. And, you know, each player plays a important piece to what we're building together. And so I love my role. And again, however I can help, you know, propel the team forward, I'm willing to do.
Right now, Tommy, you're 20th in the league in rushing. You got 4.2 yards per carry, 75 total yards, 2 touchdowns, decent numbers. I know that's not something you're going to do, look at the stats at the end of every game. But have you got an idea of what you want to achieve this year, even if it's just outside of stats?
Yeah, we want to win the Grey Cup. that's nice. What we want. You know, obviously we just got to take it one week at a time though. You know, personal goals, I haven't really spent a whole lot of time doing that. I would love to increase, you know, from what I've done in the past and, you know, try to, I guess, eclipse that and do better than I have in years past. But, at the end of the day, if I come up a little bit short of those goals, but the team is still winning, that's, you know, that's the ultimate goal, right? So, no goal of mine is more important than the team's. And, that's kind of how we've had our focus, just on a week to week basis, taking care of what we can and, trying to go 1-0 each week.
Okay. I we've asked a lot of guys the same question, but we get different answers. What is it about this Rough Rider team and Corey Mace and company that appealed to you to come here to Saskatchewan for this season?
Well, I would say first and foremost, I think that the culture speaks for itself. You know, you can see it. If you're a fan of football, you can see it. And, you know, this is obviously my first year as a Rider. But, you know, I've played against Saskatchewan in the past and, you know, just the energy, you know, that the team has built, you know, just, I guess, you know, from their foundation, getting Coach Mace last year and, building from that, you could just feel it, man. Like you knew things were going to go well. You know, I never had the chance to interact with Coach Mace, in his, you know, Calgary days. He had left the year I got there, I believe, or maybe the year before, I'm not sure. So, but, you know, some guys had, relationships with him. So, you know, I heard a lot about Coach Mace, you know, even before I got here. And so, you know, just knowing what he brings to the table, you could tell that guys loved playing for him. And, you know, that just, you didn't have to look too hard to realize that, right? And then add that into, you know, having really, really good football players. It's a great recipe for success, right? And so, seeing what they built last year, knowing who, I guess, was going to come back, and then, you know, some of the additions that we were able to add in free agency made this a pretty easy decision, knowing that they wanted to bring me on board. I mean, I love being a part of it so far. Things have been more than what I expected. I went into this thinking that it was going to be awesome, and it's even, you know, it's been even more so in what I was expecting it to be, right? So, can't speak high enough about the culture that has been created here, and excited to continue to elevate and try to find ways to make it better and, you know, make this team better.
Tommy, you got a couple of touchdowns on the year. When you score, you tend to spike the ball. Any plans on changing that up, or are you more of a in-the-moment kind of guy?
I'm going to try to spike the ball as hard as I can until I pop one. I think that's if we pop one, then maybe we can change. But until then, I think that's going to be the one.
Okay, your dogs, Goose and Maverick.
That's right.
How big of a Top Gun fan are you?
So actually not a huge fan of it, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, so my girlfriend's dog was Goose. He's about 7 years old. So he was kind of inherited, I suppose. And so we went out and got Maverick. He's about a year and a half now. And so that it was kind of a, I guess.
Is he a menace?
Knowing that we had Goose. Yeah. Maverick is a menace for sure. Goose is the border collie. Blue heeler and a menace in itself, if you know farm dogs.
Yeah.
And then Maverick is a Bernese Mountain Dog. So as a puppy, full of energy, he doesn't realize how big he is. So you know, whenever I get home, I have to get ready for another angle tackle drill with him. So it's you know, he just runs and just throws himself into you. So he's a beast, man. They're both great dogs. You know, I just have loved having both of them.
You're an Indiana boy. You played college in Penn State. Odd question, just and this is topical right now, with Gavin McKenna committing to Penn State. What was the hockey program like down
it
there?
It was awesome, man.
Was it? Okay.
I didn't know a ton about hockey growing up in Indianapolis. We were way more centered around basketball, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah.
Hoosiers. So, you know, I grew up, you know, playing a lot of basketball and never played hockey, which is unfortunate because, you know, since I've gotten to Canada, or really I would say that my hockey, I don't necessarily want to say hockey journey because I'm not doing it, but as a fan, my journey really started in college because the hockey arena was right next to ours. So was able to go over to a couple games. I still don't know a ton or as much as I would like to know about hockey, but continuing to learn because there's just something about a sport that I know that I wouldn't be very good at. So I enjoy watching hockey. I enjoy watching UFC, but you know, both of those two, I don't think that I would be very good at. And so a lot of respect to the athletes that compete in those sports, but yeah, I have seen the things that have been going on with Gavin, and I think that's a huge addition to, you know, not just hockey, but just Penn State athletics in general, because it's the game is changing now with NIL,
yeah.
The things that you're able to do. You know, I'm not even 100% sure on all the rules, but I've seen some of the numbers that have been thrown around that were, I guess, apparently proposed to him to come to Penn State. And it's pretty mind boggling, right? Just because it wasn't that much that long ago that I was, on that campus. And so, the things have changed a lot, but from what I've heard about him, he's, you know, an outstanding talent, and you know, glad that he's going to be in the Nittany Lion.
Now, I hope my research was accurate, because the football fan—it's a small world, Tommy.
Yes, it is.
Our football analyst on Green Zone Game Days is a guy by the name of Belton Johnson.
Okay.
Do you know who his brother is?
Not off the top of my head.
Marcus Johnson is his brother, who I believe was the O-line coach at Mississippi State when you transferred there. So, yes,
he was.
He lives.
How about that?
Yes, it's a small world. So Marcus's brother is right here in Regina as our game day analyst. Anything we should know about Marcus, Tommy?
That's amazing. I haven't spoke with Marcus since really since I left, maybe once or twice since I've left Mississippi State, but was outstanding to me, was awesome to have around. And I'm not exactly sure. I think I heard that he's at Ohio State. I don't know if that's true or not, if he's still there or not. So hopefully he has a ton of success this year in all but one game. That will be. I'll let you guys guess on which one that'll be. So,
well, Tommy, a pleasure having you here on the Green Zone, and can't wait to see what you put out there Friday night.
Awesome, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Tommy Stevens, quarterback, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and
he likes tsunami.
He didn't mind tsunami.
He liked Tommy Tsunami.
Liked it better than I did.
I'm taking it for a win.
980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Britton Gray and I were just reminiscing as the game notes for the Riders and Stampeders came out. The Rough Riders haven't beat the Calgary Stampeders in the regular season at Mosaic Stadium.
What?
Since 2018. And I was like, that's okay. What? 2018 was the last time the Riders won at home against the Calgary Stampeders in a 34-22 win in 2018. Or no, sorry, that was a 40-27 win, which actually gave the Stampeders their first loss of the season in 2018. It was the second game. But then I was going back on, wait, Calgary hasn't been that good. So here are the last three home games for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders against Calgary. In 2024, last year, that was the last game of the regular season when the Bombers won in a windstorm in Montreal, and then they benched everybody right before the game. The Riders went, nope, we're not starting. They just changed everything. The year before that was the game Trevor Harris broke his damn leg in the middle of the game. That was another Calgary Stampeder win at Mosaic Stadium. Mason Fine ended that one. The year before that was the week of Vet Day when Craig Dickinson said Cody Fajardo was being rested for a Vet Day after a bye week, and then the next day he admitted, yeah, we're benching Cody Fajardo and going with Mason Fine against the Calgary Stampeders at home. Those are the last three home games against the Calgary Stampeders for the Rough Riders.
So a little more stability going into this Friday's
a
game.
A little bit more stability, yes, going into this Friday's
that
game.
That bodes well.
Knocking on wood about the health of the quarterback and Trevor Harris. But with Jake Mayer instead of Mason Fine as your backup, I think you're a little bit more comfortable with the depth chart. But I was just rolling through it going, geez, what a random state whenever Calgary has come to town the last couple of years.
Every once in a while, depending, it doesn't even matter where you are, like, as far as an organization, some teams just have your number, right?
Well, Bo Levi Mitchell had the Riders' number for years as the quarterback of the Calgary Stampeders. Couldn't beat the damn guy very often with Calgary. It's been a little easier to do so now that he's a Hamilton Tiger Cat. But anyways, Riders Stamps on Friday. Also, we watched the Blue Jays lose this afternoon. First time in a while. It's a 10-game win streak snapped by the Chicago White Sox today. They'll just pick it right back up again. But the LA Dodgers lost their sixth straight game today.
Dodgers are in a bit of a slide.
Six straight losses.
The Yankees have been
going into the All-Star break.
Hit and miss.
But today on the Green Zone, we're letting you play producer a little bit. We're having some fun this summer on those other sports that you may be following, that you guys should be talking more about this. When we talked about this earlier, NASCAR came up, F1 has come up, rodeo has come up a little bit.
PWHL came in there. There's a handful of you who want to fire me. There's a handful that want to fire Jamie.
Unfortunately, that's not the role of the producer. So
yeah.
We didn't say be program director. We said be producer.
Yeah.
It's okay. Although Scott, I think Scott wants to fire us at least once or twice a day.
We usually end up taking turns on upsetting Scotty. I think today was your day.
Probably. 1-877-332-8255. What is
it? It was an eye day.
What is? We take turns. Locker and I take turns to get a little more gray in Scott's beard as the producer.
I do find it interesting, though, that earlier today, just to open the curtain a little bit more here, give people a peek behind the scenes of the Green Zone. When we were talking the Green Zone Lounge, you have somehow decided that you don't play practical jokes on people. You're like, I'm not a practical joke guy. And both Scotty and I've been here how long? 8 months? We both came up with like 3 or 4 things you've done since I've been here. So you are totally a practical joke guy.
I am not a practical joke person.
Before you left on holidays, you took the batteries out of all the remotes in here.
I did.
So that I couldn't turn the TV on.
I wish I did, but that wasn't me. I came back and it was
like so full of it.
I came back from vacation. And right away, Locke, first thing he said
I had so much trouble with these stupid remotes and these stupid TVs in this control room. And then I go to turn it on. For 2 days, it took me to figure out that you'd pull the batteries out.
Don't say you. I didn't do it. It would have been, I wanted it to be me. I didn't take the batteries out of the remotes in the control room.
You're constantly hiding under desks to scare Scotty and hiding his bag.
I did that once. I hid your shoes, and you didn't even notice for a week that I hid your shoes.
Can't believe you touched my shoes, if I'm being honest. You better wash your hands.
Anyways, it has nothing to do with the topic we're discussing here on the Green Zone.
Yeah, we're looking for your ideas on sports that we should cover more. What are you laughing about? We're not going to cover wrestling. Are you okay? I missed something.
It was like squirrel. Was that not the most squirrel moment in live radio history that Locker just performed? Like, seriously, was that not the most like, whoa, let's grab the wheel. Let's take it way over here and then right back over with no segue whatsoever. Like that, sorry, I just found that funny.
Segways are overrated.
I found it hilarious that you took this train on a people wild ride for a second.
People were keeping up.
I'm not sure they did. 1-877-332-8255. We're letting you play producer on, is it F1? A lot of people were talking about F1. When I brought up the Christian Horner thing, people started texting, where do you think he's going to go? Is he going to go? Of course, Cadillac's coming on board. Maybe he's going to join the new team like he joined Red Bull coming there.
I'll be honest. I was actually, we've probably seen 100 texts on this producer conversation here on the Green Zone today. And 30% of them have been F1 or a lot of NASCAR as well.
And it's because of Drive to Survive. It has to be because of Drive to Survive. It has to be about that content.
Should I watch that show?
I think you should. I think you get way more into F1 on Sunday mornings on race day because it's the best behind the scenes you get. Like Quarterback was just released yesterday, season 2 of Quarterback on Netflix.
Is that any good?
I watched the first 3 episodes and, you know, Kirk Cousins is just, he goes to great clips. His wife shops at Target and he gets his hair cut at great clips. These are the most non-millionaire millionaires on the planet. It is amazing to me that these two people haven't really changed the way they live other than their house is bigger.
Yeah.
And
they got a nicer car.
And he says, I go to Great Clips because I just check the app. And if there's a 15-minute wait, I check in and then I show up and they cut my hair.
People are products of, you know, routine, right?
And I don't have a lot of time. So it's boom, it's in, it's out. There's nothing to worry about. His wife still lays out his clothes for him as one less thing for Kirk Cousins to think about. And by the way, one thing you were incessant on over the NFL season was Joe Burrow's frosted tips. You couldn't stand it. So right off the hop, I think it's the first episode because he showed up to training camp with bleach blonde hair. Remember, he cut it short in bleach blonde hair.
That's a better look than frosted tips. No? Am I wrong?
His explanation was pretty well, I just like trying new things.
I don't mind that look. I don't mind that look.
And then as it grew out, it got a little ridiculous. But yeah, these behind the scenes, and I think this is where I think the CFL really has to dig in. Like, we just had Tommy Stevens on the show, a great personality. These are places, this is room where the Canadian Football League can do something and be more like F1 and allow way more accessibility to the athlete.
Well,
and if you let them in and tell those stories and get people engaged,
yeah,
and have things that the NFL might be too protective of, and just say, you know what, screw it. Let's have, if we have video and audio of that brawl that played out in BC and Montreal,
yeah,
that's going out there. That is on social media. That's what we're doing. This is behind the scenes raw stuff.
I wonder if
on our league.
I wonder if Stu will get us there, because he comes from the broadcasting side. Content, he comes side, yeah, from the content side of things, right? So, and look what Faceoff Inside the NHL did. You're not telling me that documentary, Jamie, last year. There's a new one coming out. I think they were following Sid around this year too, a bit. You're telling me that documentary didn't help with what happened? It at least played a part in the success of the NHL this year. This is probably, this past year was probably the greatest year in the history of the league as far as, you know, moving steps forward and increasing the audience.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. As some of the sports you want to hear more about, rugby. Let's cover more rugby out there.
I love your CFL idea. I mean, you go to Tommy's house and throw a ball around with his dog, Maverick, who's a complete maniac, right? People would watch that.
When he said that dog was only like 1.5, the photo on his social media, I'm like, it's only 1.5? That dog is massive.
What did he say it was again?
It was a mountain. I forget what the type of mountain, but it was...
Burmese, yes. Anyway, those dogs get huge. They'll be 200 pounds. Like, they're massive.
So
that's a fun dog.
Your suggestions, please. 1-877-332-8255.
Roller derby.
Roller derby is fun.
Thank you for that.
Roller derby is fun. Maybe a little more dodgeball, too, here on the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Real quick, game of the night. Yes, the Jays are done for the day, but you do have the Yankees and the Seattle Mariners, two of the top teams in the American League, going head-to-head, of course, with the Jays losing.
I want to see the Yankees continue to lose.
Yeah, let's go Mariners. Let's go Mariners tonight in the game of the night. More suggestions coming in. Terry texted in. We had a caller earlier about... A shout-out to the junior lacrosse team. Some doing very well in the province heading into...
There's some good lacrosse in Saskatchewan.
Playoffs as well. As you mentioned, roller derby. Getting some suggestions. Didn't see a lot of racquetball, though. Didn't see a lot of people.
Don wants us to cover arm wrestling more.
I wonder if...
What was that Sly movie?
Well, no, Don... I wonder if Don, there are some competitive arm wrestlers in this province.
Yes.
Who are very successful. I wonder if Don is one of them or knows them.
What was the Sly movie?
I have no idea.
Where he was arm wrestler. What was that movie called?
I'm not a movie guy.
I am gapping.
I can't remember names of movies or actors or anything.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you do the 1-minute drill. I'm going to look that up.
You don't have to. Someone's going to text it in.